A Jewish journal article, "My Name Is Sarah," depicts Jewish World War II refugee in Ukraine. Three dead people hang from a tree with a sign that reads, "We hid Jews." It's a scene that encapsulates the fear tactics the Nazis used to deter anyone from assisting the Jewish people during World War II. The film, "My Name Is Sarah," tells the true and arduous story of a Jewish girl who survived by pretending not to be Jewish. It shows how Sarah Goralniak, Zuzanna Surowi, a 12-year-old living in Poland, took refuge on a farm in Ukraine for 2 years while hiding every aspect of her Jewish identity. Every second that she was there, she knew that if she were found, she and the family that protected her would be murdered. She was constantly living on eggshells that entire time, which is an obviously awful environment to have to live under, said director Stephen Orrit. Throughout the film, Sarah endears herself to the family who allows her to work on their farm. Pavlo, Eric Lubos, his wife Nadia, Michaelina Olzanska, and their two young sons. Sarah proves herself to be a capable farmhand and a non-Jew by reciting the Lord's Prayer, eating pork, saying she's 14, and even assuming a new name. She endures skepticism from the family that has taken her in, while also slowly proving herself useful and not threatening their safety. There are scenes of animals being slaughtered, as is normal on any farm. But there's humanity in those moments, which is in contrast to the graphic and sadistic threats and murders of the townspeople at the hands of the Nazis. The ensemble is strong, making every peril Sarah and the family confront vivid and poignant, their eyes and body language expressing the characters' fear and determination. No moment illustrates this better than Sarah, riding a horse-drawn buggy into town with Pavlo and Nadia's family, sees three townspeople hanging from a tree for hiding Jews. Both Nadia and Sarah cover the two little boys' eyes. Sarah's dreams of reuniting with her family turn to nightmares when their reunion is discovered by Nazis. Surprisingly, the starring role of Sarah was Surowi's first time acting. Thrust into a movie set and working in English, which is not her first language, Surowi's experience mirrors Sarah's. There's a fear, a wariness, to her performance, that's most effective when Sarah, who had never worked on a farm or been away from her family, is forced to adapt to her new world. "We weren't going to make the film if we didn't find somebody that we felt as though could pull it off," said Orrit. While the two previous films he directed were documentaries, this is the first scripted film Orrit's directed. "When I first interviewed the real Sarah, the first question I asked was, how does a child, a 12-year-old, survive such a thing? Because it was an unimaginable event. How could she do this constantly, making the right choice happen? And she said immediately, by listening and not talking." The film is executive produced by Mickey Shapiro, the son of Sarah Goralniak and Asa Shapiro, who was born in a displaced persons camp. Sarah survived, and her story was recorded for the archives of the USC Shoah Foundation before her passing in 2018. According to the USC Shoah Foundation, Mickey is involved in multiple charities and organizations dedicated to preserving the memory of the Holocaust. Though it was screened at film festivals in 2019, "My Name Is Sarah" is making its way across the country, playing in Los Angeles July 19 at the Museum of Tolerance at 7:30 p.m. There will be a question and answer session with director Stephen Orrit and lead actress Zuzanna Surowi after the screening. Tickets can be purchased through the Museum of Tolerance, https://www.museumoftolerance.com/events/mynameisara.html.